inside my Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And a beautiful sunny day.
It is a beautiful sunny day, and we are here at one of the 10,000 projects that Rebuilding Together does every year.
That's right. This is their national project, though, and we've got some VIPs.
Some VIPs.
What's that book that Jack reads? It's a Dr. Seuss book. The Vipper of Vip.
The Vipper of Vip. We do. We have Vipper of Vips here with us at Rebuilding Together.
We do. So, Carter Oosterhouse, before you leave, welcome to our show.
Well,
welcome
thank
to our
you.
Show. And I'm so glad that you brought your lovely wife, Amy, with you.
I know. I didn't bring her. She wanted to be here, all right? She was like, listen, if you're going to Philly, I'm going to Philly with you, and you're building a playground, I'm building a playground.
I like building playgrounds.
She's pretty adamant about
that
it.
That is awesome, Amy.
Well, I really like
this
that.
This is great. And we can see the playground, which is sort of behind where we're set up, and it's beautiful. The thing's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. You know, the whole idea behind building a playground is just, you know, getting kids aware, getting kids active, not sitting inside and being stagnant, and really curbing childhood obesity. And what we've learned over the years of building playgrounds is that it really brings a community level, a community sense of parents bringing their kids to play. And then they start talking, and then they what are we doing over on this block? What are we doing over on that block? So there's just more than we really know, than we fully understand yet, to just building a playground where kids can play. And we're learning that as we go. And, you know, at the end of the day, when you see the kids running around, that's where it's all amazing.
Well, and it's such a cool organization, too. For everybody listening, you have to go to carter-kids.org and check it out.
Yep.
And, you know, because as a mommy person, and I always like to say that.
Mommy person. Okay, I got to check it off once every show.
But you do. Got it. You do, you know, connect with other families when you're out on the playground, because you're standing there and you're watching your kids play and enjoy the playground. And what else do you have to do but there and socialize and meet other mommies other daddies too. I don't want to leave the daddy people out.
See, we don't have kids yet, so we were a little slow on that uptake. We didn't realize
if you guys want
parents do, you know,
like practice at all. We have to.
Okay.
That you want to just, you know.
Yeah, if you're not busy, say in 5 minutes
later. That would be. We would let you. That would be awesome.
Perfect.
If you want to do the experience of watching kids play on the playground, you can use ours.
Okay.
But you do also raise a very serious point and something that we care about very much. Childhood obesity, you know, the general health and activity that we experience as kids that's declining. And I guess my question is, of all the things that you could build, renovate, do, why choose this one?
Well, I think, you know, I really knew that, you know, as a builder, I wanted to build something and I wanted to give back in some way. So I was building something. I was like, what am I going to do? What's going to be fun? What's going to be interesting? I was like, I knew I wanted to work with kids. And then it just seemed like, you know, playground was the natural fit, and I started looking into it. At first, there was no other reason, simply because I'm a builder and I wanted to work with kids. That was the first and foremost. And then it became the childhood obesity, really realizing what we're taking on. Do you know kids are 400% more likely to be physically active if they have something attractive to play on? So 400%. So what we're saying essentially.
400%.
So what we're saying is that kids are going to sit home and be kids and play video games, watch TV, play on the computer. And they have so many other alternative things to do. But if they have something that's fun, you know, when they're looking outside and they have a playground that they want to play on, they're going to play on it. And they're going to be physically active and be kids and break their arms and get hurt and do all that fun stuff. But at the same time, that's what you want. And that's what we're trying to do. So like I said, I'll build a playground anywhere we can, we'll do it. If we're building one here today, we'll build one on the block across the street tomorrow. So.
Well, that is so good, too, because for the people in the Overbrook neighborhood where we are, now they have access to a playground.
Yeah.
Before, they didn't. So 400% more likely to get out there and play now than they did before.
Well, yeah. I mean, you got to think we're competing with, like, not only video games and computers and TV, but also older playgrounds that, you know, remember when we were kids, we had the playgrounds that were, like, the metal slides and stuff?
Yes.
They were really so dangerous.
Yeah. So hot,
the A-frame steel kind of.
Yeah, super hot.
Yeah. And, actually, I can't remember back that far.
Yeah,
can you tell me? Remind me what they were.
Well, then the playground sort of went away, and they just made them really boring. And now what we're seeing is that they're letting loose a bit more as far as what you can build and what you can have out there. And, I mean, these playgrounds are, they're big, they're fun, they're adventurous, and kids totally dig them.
And now you, Carter's Kids, your organization partners with Lowe's, and this year you're working with Rebuilding Together to build playgrounds too. Mm-hmm. That is just really cool.
It's totally awesome. And it's all over the country. It's just here in the East Coast.
Yeah.
Is it where you live?
All of the above?
It's all over. In fact, in Los Angeles, we also work with the Environmental Media Association, and we help bring local gardens into the schools. And so we partnered up, and we put a really beautiful garden with a playground to even help enhance the community in Los Angeles. So we hope, obviously, they're already doing this here in this beautiful space.
Yes.
Having this amazing greenhouse.
So is, like, food and healthy eating part of, like, what you do personally? Because you're obviously both in great shape, but part of the organization, too?
For me, yes, definitely. I think, you know, it's a combination of having more of a holistic life. You know, getting back to the basics of having, you know, clean, green cleaning products and eating organic and starting to just eating whole foods and having great physical activity, just sort of the basics of having healthy kids and healthy people.
Right. Well, I can tell you now you're preaching to the converted because we talk about this stuff in our house
all the time.
Our 11-year-old goes to school and it's like, what kind of meat product can you compress into a nugget?
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
pass off as lunch.
The
and
school, though, too, is that candy. They feed our 11-year-old candy during tests, you know, like the state tests.
Yeah.
They, like, actually try to get the kids to stay awake and stay all excited to be taking this. They actually encourage them to eat junk food.
Isn't that crazy?
In school.
Wow.
That
is crazy.
I mean, if you tried to do that when I was a child, you wouldn't be allowed to.
We could have a soda on field day.
Oh.
I mean, that was our whole
thing.
That
was, like, a big treat.
That's so crazy.
The accessibility, they can have so much access to junk food these days that just blows my mind. So,
but to change the subject just a little, and
you can
maybe
tell
to
we're
put,
very excited about
No, I like it.
put you on the spot a little, and to pick up a theme. You're both in great shape. What do you do to, like, exercise and stay active?
Thank you.
You don't look bad yourself.
Yeah, I mean, look at you.
Awesome, it worked! It worked! Somebody get that on. Somebody take a picture of her saying that.
Read it.
I'm sorry, George, is that equipment on? Yeah, okay, good.
That's going to be his new ringtone.
Yeah.
A little creepy.
You should hear my other ringtone.
Can
she answer the question?
Oh, go ahead.
Is that possible?
Thank you.
Like,
what do we do
ride,
to stay in shape?
Like, you ride your bike, go to the gym.
We kind of do a little. I do some yoga. I do some fun exercise classes. Go running, hiking, tennis.
Yeah, just general knocking around.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think we just kind of stay busy. I run a lot, but I haven't as of late. But I do. I run a lot, and I try to stay busy and you know, do yoga with her, meditate with her, and stuff like that, you know. Just the random stuff. We try to just switch it up. Like,
just
there's no normalcy in our lives.
Well, and I think for, you know, busy people and busy families, you know, just trying to fit in 5 minutes, 10 minutes here at a time is really makes more sense for most people.
Right.
Yeah, and I'm guessing that maybe perhaps you travel a little bit.
Travel all
just
the time.
A little.
Do you work out in an airplane
seat?
Yeah,
exactly. so it's I travel because the new show that we're shooting for HGTV, which is called Million Dollar Rooms, we travel all the time because we have to go to somebody's home to see their million-dollar room. So we travel quite a bit. If you heard the schedule, I think I put last month like 30,000 miles in a plane for 1 month, and the month before that was 25,000 miles. So I mean, it's pretty hectic, but I love it. I love doing it. I get a lot of crazy ideas. I try to bring some of the ideas back to our home. Then I realized we don't have that much money, so
we're not making our own million-dollar room.
Well, and fitting a 4-foot plaster crown molding in your townhouse.
Exactly.
Yeah. And for everybody listening, Million Dollar Rooms is on HGTV, and it's Tuesday nights at 8:30.
Yeah, Tuesday night at 8:30.
East Coast time.
Wow, you're good. I like that.
Oh, she is fast.
Yes.
I try.
Impressive. Impressive.
Of all the rooms that you've seen so far, and I'm not asking you to spill the beans on the new stuff, but. Mm-hmm. What's just the most out there? Like, you walk through and you're like, okay, I get that it's $1 million, but why would you do it? Kind of room.
Okay, so one, which has not aired yet, it's a house. It's on a 40-story building in Miami, and it's a 3-story house on a 40-story building in downtown Miami. And it's all plaster, like the Taj Mahal. It's a replica of the Taj Mahal. So you walk in, and I think it was, this sounds ridiculous, but it was, and people at home don't think of me as any different, but it was a $13 million room, 2,000 square foot room, because they spent 2 years, 40 people working on the home. But that's, I mean,
and
look,
it hasn't aired yet.
They must have spent a year bringing it up the elevator.
Oh. It was crazy to see it, but it was more so the detail, because the detail they had these guys come in and they literally used chisels and knives and just chiseled all the plaster away for 2 years.
And you don't want to bring that back home to your wife?
That part, no.
Seriously, did you like back up against the wall and try to break a sconce off? Amy, look what
I got. I got you a souvenir. It's a $5,000.
Totally stolen.
Yeah.
They'll never miss
it. Yeah, exactly.
This big.
Yeah, so that's my next question. What have you stolen?
Yes, I everything.
That's
a
good question. Can you imagine?
Come back with a fork.
Yeah, exactly.
It's $10,000 fork, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is our mortgage.
Right, right, exactly.
Now, that is so amazing.
The other side of that coin, the room that you walked into and you're just like, wow, like this is just what it's all about.
Whew, that's tough. I mean, you know, a lot of these homes that we shoot are just, they're over the top, they're elaborate. You know, it's the lifestyles of the rich and famous, you know, times 10. I mean, because it really is. It's just like, people who've had a lot of money, who've been very successful in their lives, and maybe they want to sell their home or show it off, and we focus on it, and we shoot it, and we get unprecedented access into these homes that nobody would ever have a chance or the opportunity to get into, and we're getting into a lot of really cool spaces. And so,
have you seen like a $1 million playground, bringing it all back?
Look at that. No.
Bam!
No. I think they should.
I think they should.
We're working
your
on that.
They need to be scouting for that. And then you could do a Carter's Kids.
I know.
$1 million.
I should be working
thing.
On that right
yes.
now.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well,
can
I'm
you
writing
imagine
that down.
$1 million playground?
$1 million playground would be.
Diamonds encrusted into the.
It would inspire.
Oh, yeah, it would be platinum.
Play,
platinum
right?
slides.
That'd
I mean, talk
cool.
about those.
Like
old
real
metal
roller
slides.
Coasters.
Yeah, that's right.
Seriously. Yeah, it's probably like 6 flags.
And unfortunately, we have to. Roller coaster into a break.
So go to carters-kids.org and follow Carter on Twitter.
Yes.
C_Oosterhouse. Check him out on Facebook.
Check out his website, carteroosterhouse.com, and follow us into a break. We'll be back with more I Fix It Up Live.
Ain't no job that's too small. A change of bulb and a patch of wall. If it's loose, I'll make it tight. That's right. Cork a tub, stop a leak. I can do anything you need. Yes, ma'am, I'm your fix-it man.